Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Oh, no, it started. It's already started. The Christmas craze has already started. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. And IHOP, they've debuted their Elf on the Shelf menu already. November 5th.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Elf on the Shelf is pretty fun, though.
Do you do it with the kids?
I mean, he comes. I don't. Yeah.
Oh well.
Santa sends him.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Does Santa send him to your house?
We welcome him into
the
home.
I'm a parent. Can you tell?
No. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Off to a wild start.
Yes.
Well, you guys are teaching me all the
your
things.
Your kid's gonna be like. Your kid's gonna have no friends.
Oh my.
Oh really? That's what your parents told you?
I know. I feel bad for my kid. It's not even here. It's not even conceived.
Yeah, somewhere here she's out there. Don't worry. They're coming.
Good to know.
You got time to practice and learn. Maybe this is a segment you just sit back and learn.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Anyway, IHOP, so they've debuted their Elf on the Shelf menu. Listen.
Hey, look, the Elf on the Shelf.
Shh. I think he's trying to tell us something.
Say, I think he's trying to tell us to spread joy. Like those IHOP jelly cakes and Elmer's funnel cakes. And that kids eat free. All for a limited time.
What? Back it up.
Back it up. IHOP.
The Elf on the Shelf menu is only at IHOP. So be good for pancakes.
I got to give IHOP a lot of credit. They had the IHOP thing a year ago with the burgers. That was bad. That didn't work.
At least they knew when to jump ship. You know, they didn't try to force it.
Yeah.
They were like, it didn't work.
Not only jump ship, they burned the ship down.
Yeah.
They just
R.I.P. Yes, IHOP.
It burned. But this is cool, man. This is a great idea, having an Elf on the Shelf menu. Instead of just calling it a kids menu, Elf on the Shelf menu, Christmas with all those fun things and cakes and everything like that.
So Santa sent this menu to IHOP, right?
Yeah, it's direct from the North Pole. And
I'm learning.
When does your elf show up usually, Kevin?
Right after Thanksgiving.
Mine too. Funny. Yeah, mine too. Usually comes like there's Thanksgiving dinner, and then we watch football, and then we go to bed, and then we wake up and...
See, Santa's smart. He selects on Amazon, you know, combine your shipments. They all get shipped out on the same day.
Right. And pay 12 equal monthly payments until it's all paid off.
There you go.
Also check that box, too. So, all right, folks, we're in the zone now. If you got Elf on the Shelf menus coming out, so happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Get excited.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Now, Brett Young's on Mercy. Can I get some sleep, please? Mercy. New baby. No, Mercy. Let me get some sleep. We talked to Brett. What did we talk to Brett?
Last week.
Oh, yeah. Last Thursday. Yeah. Halloween, we talked to Brett. And he said he was having fun. He said at one point he was drinking a cup of coffee in one hand and holding the baby in another.
And then he said he realized he shouldn't do that.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just learning. So good job, Brett. Hang in there, buddy. It's all good. Beautiful pictures they had, by the way, on their Instagram of their Halloween with their new baby.
Oh, so cute.
Really cool. All right, speaking of Halloween, it is over, but my goodness, it seems like there's some lingering effects of Halloween. Last night's NFL football game featured the New York Giants against the Dallas Cowboys. This was in New York when a black cat storms onto the field. The radio announcer, this is the national radio announcer, decided to have some fun with it and act like this was actually going on in the game.
A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50. They've stopped play, and the players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. Now he's at the 5. He's walking to the 3. State troopers come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Yes. Score nice. One for the cat. And Kevin Harlan, give him a lot of credit for having fun with that. That is really cool. It happened later in the game. I wasn't able to see it. I was already asleep or in bed. But that's, man, talk about just having fun. And there you are on a dark night in New York and a black cat. And I just thought that was really cool.
I absolutely love how he handled that. He could have absolutely just ignored it.
Oh, yeah.
And they could have came and trapped the cat. And
he could have just said, there's a cat on the field, so now we're going to talk about some football stats or something like that. No, he's like, let's do play-by-play. I just loved it. I thought it was absolutely great. Great job for having fun with that. And the cat scores a touchdown in its debut.
Man.
I thought that was absolutely awesome.
It's going to be an awesome rookie season for that cat.
I tell you what, get ready. Big contracts. A lot of agents calling that cat, right?
So many endorsements for cat food and kitty litter coming his way.
He's probably sore this morning. That was a 50-yard run if you listen to that, so pretty good. I mentioned last night that I was in bed while the rest of the game was being played, but you know what? This is part of why I love my
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Well, if you ever wonder what it'd be like to work for Carrie Underwood, here it is. And by the way, it would be awesome. So she finishes up her tour on Halloween night in Detroit, last night of the tour. And then she tells everybody on her tour, hey guys, we're not going home. I know it's the last night. We're done. I'm flying y'all to Vegas, and we're going to see Guns N' Roses perform tonight.
What?
So she did it. She loaded everybody up on a plane, flew them out to Little Caesars Arena, and boom, there they were.
Little Caesars Arena?
It's funny. It was Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, and then they went to Caesars Palace in Vegas. Okay. That's why I messed that up, but yes.
Little Caesars. It sounds like the pizza place.
Yeah, it's the smaller version of Caesars in Vegas.
Little Caesars.
It's Little Caesars. It's the rap version
that I can afford.
Yeah, Little Caesars. No, Little Caesars in Detroit. They went to Caesars in Vegas. That's confusing. To watch Guns N' Roses, and they rocked out all night. Carrie had videos on her Instagram, and then she said, "I'm going to be hurting tomorrow. I rocked out so hard all night, but it was so worth it." Hey, what a great, awesome treat for. I mean, it's Halloween night. That's a treat for your band, man.
Oh, totally. But it makes me think of Oprah. Remember when Oprah took all of her employees to Hawaii or something?
Yeah.
But I just love that Oprah goes to Hawaii, Carrie Underwood goes to a Guns N' Roses show in Vegas.
GNR rocking out to say thank you. So Cole Swindell, he wants to promote his new tour, and he said he's going to do it in a different way. So he decided to make his tour promos like an astronaut movie promo. Here's what it sounded like.
The year is 2020. And all systems are go. Two men are embarking on a mission to bring an out-of-this-world experience to the people. Cole Swindell, Hardy, they have been training, and now they are ready. The Down-to-Earth Tour, coming to a city near you.
That city nearest us will be Jacksonville, April the 17th, but it is very majestic sounding. You could see the space shuttle or the spaceship going across the horizon and the sun and those goofy jetpacks they're wearing.
I just want that voiceover guy to voice over my life.
My mornings.
Yes.
Good morning, coffee.
It was a Tuesday morning in Seminole, Florida.
No. He's got to always say it's Friday.
Oh, sorry.
I need some rules
Friday
with my voiceover guy. Absolutely.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Top things you should not buy at Costco, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. If you have kids, Costco is like, it's like your savior. Buying in bulk becomes necessary. And so, you know, whether it's Costco or Sam's Club, go to those spots, get deals for all this food. But Melanie, you got this interesting list of things that may be a good idea to stay away from.
Yeah, because like you just said, people always think they're getting a great deal when they go to Costco, but that may not be the case.
I do. I always, you know what's funny? I always think I'm getting the last laugh on people. I'm like, look at this huge thing I'm getting for $12.
Look at all these paper towels.
Yeah, I know.
Coastal Living is the one who came up with the list. They said that rice is actually marked up 30%.
Rice.
At Costco. Yes, rice. So if you want to get like jasmine rice, brown rice, whatever it is, it's marked up 30% higher than other stores. And they said if you really want to get a deal on rice, if you have like a local Asian market or a local gas station that sells like Asian food and stuff, that's where you're going to score the best deal.
I'm trying to remember last time I was in a gas station and they sold rice.
I know.
I got to go check that out. I don't, man, my gas station is not You live in a fancy part of town.
No, it's quite opposite, actually.
Gas station rice?
You've never been, like, the south side of St. Pete? There are places that it's, like, the gas station, and then there's also a food market.
Yeah, I've walked into gas stations that sold sushi, but there's no way I'm buying that. I'll tell you that right now.
Same.
No way. I'm not eating gas station sushi.
They said milk.
That might be in or out tomorrow.
Gas station sushi. Yeah. No, thank you. They said that milk is not the worst deal, but you could score better deals at places like Publix.
Wow, really? I do get milk there.
So you got to keep an eye out for that. Also, soda. This is a big one. They said that they sell those 24-count boxes of the 12-ounce Coke cans, and everyone's like, oh, 24, and this is a great deal because it's about $10. But these YouTubers who are quote-unquote deal experts or money-saving experts, they broke it down and they said, no, actually, it's more than a lot of the other stores. So if you really want to get soda on the low, like you got a party coming up, Super Bowl party, you got to load up on soda, you're going to want to go to like a Publix or drugstores. They said drugstores always have coupons on their apps.
Like a Walgreens or CVS?
Walgreens, wow. CVS, those are going to have the best deals when it comes to soda. And then cereal, they said to stick to your regular grocery stores as well.
Wow, because they have a huge box.
They're double bags inside the box.
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean.
And they're like $5.
Takes up the whole cart.
Yes, it
does.
They broke it down and said it's about 17 cents per ounce, which is a markup. And there are a lot of coupons out there for cereal. They said every single week there's some sort of buy one, get one deal at another grocery store. So to check that before you go
that
to Costco.
That is true. The BOGO at Publix, I always see cereal. Mm-hmm. That is true.
Shampoo and conditioner, the best places to buy those is not Costco. Instead, it is CVS, Walgreens, or Publix. Because a lot of the times, again, if you sign up for their loyalty program, you're going to get a deal.
Yeah, so it's all about really like how much time you have to do these other deals, BOGOs, loyalty programs, you know, VIP card member stuff, and then you're getting the better deal.
And then the last thing they said to not buy at Costco, even though the Kirkland signature muffins are absolutely delicious, and this is for a different reason.
Yeah.
They said that you're paying this money, it's about $10 for six of them, but it's actually not worth the cost how bad they are for you. It's almost 700 calories for one muffin.
Wow. I don't go to Costco because it's healthy. I'll just be honest with you. I mean, if we're talking about
that now,
I don't know. Now, let me write down here. I'm going to start getting rice at the gas station. I'm going to write that down. Change my list. Rice and
maybe
sushi.
Maybe not that, but cereal at Publix. That's a good deal.
No, that's a good deal. Dustin Lynch is on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Eric Church, that's some of it. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So the art of RSVPs. You know, you realize that there's some people right now who are listening to us have this conversation and they go, what's an RSVP? Like, what is it? Because nobody talks about them anymore.
You don't think people know what an RSVP is? Now, don't ask me what it stands for because I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know what it stands for either, but I just...
Going to the board.
Yeah, you'll know, figure it out in a second. But
Répondez sur vous... Oh, it's French.
Lord, it's French, isn't it? My goodness. It is French. I'm looking at this word. Yeah, there is... Wow. A lot of consonants next to each other. Can't do it. Can't say
it. Oh, répondez s'il vous plaît. Like, please respond.
Okay.
Backwards, yeah.
Yeah, so RSVP. Melanie obviously has had to work hard to send these out because of your wedding, your upcoming wedding and reception coming up here in just a few weeks. And your big thing is people don't return them anymore. So is there a point to even send them out?
Well, yeah, this is news to me. So at first I was thinking, all right, well, it's a reception. We're already technically married. Everybody knows that. And so I was thinking about, what about the online, you know, RSVP things? But then I talked to some friends who have been married or are married, and they said, you should absolutely do the paper RSVPs because it's really fun to check your mailbox and you don't know who's sending them back every day and you see who's coming and stuff. It's just cool. It's like a tradition.
Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, Brian and I get the mail, and then Brian and I will open them together every night. So, yeah, I like it. So, I was glad that I sent them out until...
What happened, though?
The deadline passed.
Which was
Saturday.
Okay.
Okay, so that was the deadline for everyone to RSVP. We have received less than half
of the
RSVPs.
So, does that mean people aren't going if you don't send it back, or does that mean...
No, it means people are too lazy to put the RSVP in the mailbox, or they forgot.
Or some people just don't check their mail all the time.
Or people don't check their mail.
I have friends that don't check their mail. They check their mail like once or twice a month, because everything comes out online. So, you know, all their bills and stuff, monthly bills. And so they just, you know, they assume everything in there's from, you know, IKEA or Target or, you know, it's just those catalogs.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I guess I wish I would have realized this before and not spent the extra money and then the postage, because you put postage on all the RSVP cards, so it's easy for people to send them back, and it all adds up.
So there's like no excuse. That's why you put that in there. You put the stamp, right?
There's no excuse for you not to check a box and then put it in the mailbox. Now, I will say, prior to this being my, you know, reception, I was slow to send back RSVPs. I've forgotten before. I was that person who was lazy and had it on the fridge forever and forgot.
Now it comes back and you don't like it.
And now I'm like, oh, I see why it's so important.
Did Kevin send his back?
Kevin did. Kevin was prompt. Boom.
I
right
see
back
that
in the
all
mail.
Day. Yeah.
I
think Kevin got it. And honestly, I think the postal worker was driving off and he's like, hold on. And he licked the stamp and he put it on. And he's like, there you go.
He didn't even have to put on a stamp.
Oh, yeah, it was on there, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he just put it back in the other envelope and handed it. He's like, don't go anywhere. Give me a second here. I'll send this right back with you. Yeah. Kevin doesn't want anything hanging over his head like that.
So where's yours?
Well, we got your thing, and I got to tell you, I thought we sent it back.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
and you're
the
telling
deadline's me passed. I still haven't received it.
Figure this out right now.
You're not alone, by the way. You know Orlando from The Freak Show over on Wild. He also has not sent his back.
You don't check his mail.
He said he actually got it. He goes, wait, was there an RSVP? I didn't think there was a card. I'm like, I tied it with string. It was there.
He actually said that he checks his mail and he got it?
Yeah, he did say that he got it. He said he doesn't remember seeing the RSVP card. I told him if he wants a plate of food there, he's got to tell me if he's coming or not.
What did he say about that?
He said, well, I do want a plate. And I said, well, is it you plus one? I need to know these things.
Yeah, that's another reason why you need to know big time.
Yeah, well, it's charged per head, so like I have to get this list together.
800-992-1099. Text us if you sent out RSVPs, and it was a total waste of time. Text us and let us know. And I know, but I still think you did the right thing, because you have these, think of these great stories you have to tell about all your close friends that didn't care to even send your thing back.
Oh, that's so mean to say it that
no,
way.
No, but I'm just saying. You and your husband are at home, and you're like, can you believe I wouldn't have picked her? It's almost like a fantasy draft. You're like, oh, I picked her returning in the week and haven't gotten it yet. So, at least you're having some fun with it. Luke Combs, even though I'm leaving time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Melanie's sending out RSVPs, and no one's responding. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Sort of. Some people.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I get it. It's kind of one of those things where you're planning, you're wanting to do this, you need to count for, I don't know, what, like, open bar and tables and chairs and
everything that we're paying for, and we need the names for a seating chart, and, I mean,
and
it's just a lot.
I got to be straight with you. I didn't think there was this much that went into planning a reception, but watching you the last few months, I mean, I told my wife the other day, I'm stressed out. Just, no, there's a lot that goes into it. My God, I feel like I interviewed about 55 photographers in Hawaii, to be honest with you. And I wasn't even there. I never even left the continent. And I felt like I interviewed all of them. I think I wrote a couple of letters we were going to sue a couple of people.
Well, listen, if you want to, no, we're not suing anybody.
Well, no, there was a couple of people that, remember, they were like, they didn't send you good information.
Oh, and then I was interviewing the wedding coordinators. Oh, man.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people, like, not that they were like ripping you off, but I just don't think they were providing a very good service.
No, it was bad.
And Melanie's like, well, how should I word this? Because I need to let them know. And I'm like, come here, I'll write
it. Yeah, you were my attorney for a week there while I was planning some stuff. So
yeah, I'm
appreciate
cheap.
It.
I'm a cheap attorney. it's a pretty good deal. All right, so RSVPs, what's the percentage you think of people who are returning them?
I would say 25% of people have returned them, and the deadline is already passed.
Wow. Let's get to Samantha, who also has had RSVP drama. What's going on, Samantha? Samantha, there you are.
So I had my baby shower in June, and I sent RSVPs out to probably at least 80 people. I didn't get one RSVP return.
So what happened?
Unbelievable.
So what happened was they ordered over $200 worth of food and all these drinks, and probably about a quarter of that showed up.
Wow.
See, that's the thing, is it's just at the end of the day, and I hate to say it because I've been the person before, but it's so inconsiderate because it's people's time, it's their money, the effort they put in.
Yeah, because I had leftovers for a week.
Well, that's kind of the upside of it, if you think of it that way.
A lot of food just sitting there, and, you know, you paid for it. It's your food. Enjoy it, right?
I'm not going to complain about extra food.
We do have texts coming in about RSVPs, and it's starting to look like, I got to tell you, the tide is turning. Maybe this is not a worthwhile thing to do anymore.
Yeah, so this is great advice for people who are getting married or maybe they have a baby shower or something coming up. Just don't even waste the time. Everybody on the text line is saying, don't even do it. Rachel from Brandon, she's getting married in 11 days. She said, RSVPs are a total waste. Not only did we have to reach out to people after the deadline to see if they were coming, six of those people said that they were coming, only to say now that they're not, and we have already put our final count in and paid for them.
Jeez.
I know.
All right, so would you do it again?
Send out the RSVPs?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't even bother.
Kevin, would you do it again if you...
No, I don't. Because in this technology today, I mean, you basically can just send a text or an email and it's done.
I know. It's
saving
crazy,
yourself money.
But it is. Yeah.
I almost wish I would have just... seriously, like, out of all of the options, I wouldn't even do the email RSVP either. I would just send a text.
I'd just send a smoke signal.
Yeah.
Courier pigeon.
There it is.
I'll never get that back.
Hopefully y'all got the message. Getting married next week. There you go.
I even included the return postage
on
the pigeon.
You did a great thing.
Mean,
it's just, you're fighting 2019. It's not you. It's 2019. Hey, Miranda Lambert's calling in. We're going to talk to her next. Miranda Lambert is next on QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Morning.
Hey, Miranda, how's it going?
Good, how are y'all?
We're doing great.
Great.
Appreciate you getting up and talking to us. Thank you.
No problem.
New album, Wild Card. This thing is out. How does Miranda Lambert celebrate a new album?
Well, I don't know yet. I was in New York last week doing press, and yesterday I actually had a day off at my farm and ride my horses and went to bed at like 8:30. So I think that's how I'm celebrating. Just a break.
Well, that's great. I'm going to feed some horses, go to bed
ideal,
early.
Sounds ideal.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Actually, does sound
yeah,
pretty nice.
At 35, that's kind of how you start celebrating.
So true. But you don't even have time, I feel like, to have a break because you've got this awesome tour going on. And, oh, my gosh, the song, It All Comes Out in the Wash, is climbing up the charts. So what do you do? You said, like, you hang out with the horses. When you get that downtime, what's your favorite thing to do?
Go to my farm, sit around the fire and listen to music and cook food and be with friends. Kind of, I used to be a little more, I guess, like, you know, going out and dive bars and all that stuff. And I still do that. But I definitely, when I do have downtime, I like to kind of take advantage of it and not get too crazy.
Yeah, see, that's why the title works perfect, Wild Card, because Miranda could either be doing dive bars or she could be doing campfire. It's Wild Card.
You
know
what
you're
going to
get. Yeah, exactly.
Either way.
Working on this album and a lot of changes in your personal life, and you're always the focus of so much media attention. How does that for you? I mean, how are you able to kind of take the celebrity of who you are, what you do, handling your personal life, but also putting so much energy into an album? Because, you know, even like It All Comes Out in the Wash, as a co-writer, I mean, this is a huge process. How do you make that all work for yourself?
I love what I do. I mean, I love writing songs and I love being on the road. I mean, I'm on an awesome tour right now and have another tour coming up in January. So, you know, I really try to balance, though, because I love what I do, it's sometimes hard to, like, not do that to sort of take a break. But when I do have downtime, I feel like I'm such a better person and I have more fire about my job. So I think finding balance is so important. And I didn't really find it till I was about 30.
Well, speaking of the tour world and your bus, we recently interviewed Morgan Wallen, and he ended up with your old bus, and he's still got the pink refrigerator in there. He has not taken it out. And it made me wonder,
so
kind
many.
Of, what is it?
So many guys have texted me, or like people that like songwriters that are on that bus with artists, and they're all dudes. Not one girl has gotten that bus.
It's so funny, Miranda, because we were actually thinking about starting an Instagram account for that refrigerator, just because so many people are talking about it. It's so cool.
Well, that bus is named Sparkles, and was named Sparkles. I don't know what she's named now, but. The bus has moved on and it's been all dudes, and so I've gotten a few, like John Party's girlfriend was thankful for it, but
I bet.
But most of them were like, yeah, I don't really know how I got stuck with a pink fridge.
That's awesome.
Well, it made me wonder though, so okay, if this bus, which was really cool in itself, if this has been passed down, Miranda's upgraded, what's on the new bus?
You know what? The same fridge, but bigger. and yeah, I'm kind of a creature of habit. I kind of make my buses, like, my first bus I ever had was, like, kind of like the foundation room at House of Blues. It was, like, really rock and roll and dark and leather. And I realized that when you step outside of the door of the bus, that's what you're getting. So I changed my tune a little bit. And now I like for the inside to be more zen and calm and kind of neutral, because it's your only little safe space when you're on the road to, like, regroup. I keep it pretty. It's kind of like a little shabby chic cabin on wheels.
Miranda Lambert, the new album is Wild Card. It is out now. Of course, you can hear the new single. It all comes out in the wash. We plan it all the time here on QYK. Real quick, let's talk about what you got going on eBay for Mutt Nation. And of course, you were here a couple of years ago and you supported Pet Pal Animal Shelter. Every Monday, we have a dog that comes in. We try to rehome them. But real quick on eBay, what do you have going on?
Well, we started an auction with eBay that is all my stuff from my closet that I cleaned. I cleaned out, like, a whole closet full of road stuff that I had memories in, like things I had worn at shows or things I'd worn to an event, and some really nice boots, and I didn't know what to do with them. So eBay was kind enough to do an auction with us, because it's a lot easier to part with things that you kind of have a memory in if you know it's going to a good cause.
That's awesome.
What size boots are we talking here? I'm just a little curious.
8.5.
Okay.
Miranda, thank Perfect. You so much. Congratulations on the success. The new album is Wild Card, and it is out now, y'all. Go get it. Thanks, Miranda.
Thank you.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
QYK.
Guitar Pool tickets. Guitar Pool is sold out, but we've got your tickets playing for them now on Mark and Melanie's Name Game. Georgia and Ed, our contestants this morning. Georgia, you were the ninth caller, so we'll start with you first. We're going to give you a category, Georgia. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing. After you do, Ed, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Yay.
You know, we just talked to Miranda Lambert a few minutes ago. Yep. She was great. She talked a lot about her farm and how much she loves spending time writing on her farm.
Yes.
So in honor of that, the category is, Georgia, name things on a farm. Go.
Farmer.
Tractor.
Fence.
Sheep.
Hay.
Chickens.
Hogs.
Donkeys.
Lambs.
Horses.
Milk.
Cows.
Pigs.
Goats.
Hay bales.
Hose.
Roosters.
Barns.
Dirt.
Corn.
Turkeys.
Sunflowers.
Water.
Pumpkins.
Windmills.
Tomatoes.
Overalls.
Boots.
Rams.
Backhoes.
Apple orchard.
Fences.
Oh, I think I already said that.
Fence was already said. Georgia, congratulations. You got Guitar Pool tickets.
Congratulations, Georgia.
Thanks for playing, Ed. Great job.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Georgia, way to know your farms. Yeah. You're at Guitar Pool. Congratulations. Another shot for everybody else tomorrow morning at 7:40.
Yay.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
We are all in here dying about this cat, this black cat last night on Monday Night Football, which took over the game. It ran on the field. And by the way, this cat is a superstar celebrity right now. Of course, it's a cat. I don't think he knows. Maybe he does know. Why do I think he doesn't know? He probably knows, right?
I'm not sure. I'm so surprised by all of it, because even on Good Morning America this morning, there's another video of this cat going viral because other cats are watching him run across the field.
This family in New Jersey, they were watching the game with their cat, and then the cats in the house saw the cat on TV, and they jumped up on the screen, and they're like trying to hang out with the cat.
So I have no idea what cats do and do not know.
Okay, well, here's what we do know. Last night, this is fantastic. There was a national radio broadcast of the game, right? Kevin Harlan did it. And as the cat is running across the field and going crazy, Kevin Harlan's like, I should have some fun with this. While they're playing the football game, the cat's on the field. Here's what it sounded like, and this is great.
A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way, and so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50. They've stopped play, and the players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. Now he's at the 5. He's walking to the 3. State troopers come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. Oh, that is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, which now climbs up into the stands.
Oh.
And the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again, and it runs up the tunnel.
The fans are running for their life. Meanwhile, the cat has scored a touchdown. You hear the cat, the crowd going crazy. It was a good time last night at MetLife Stadium for the New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys game. This obviously has gone viral. It was the second story this morning on Good Morning America. The Today Show has obviously been covering it, and it is everywhere. So congrats to this cat, who honestly... And by the way, Kevin Harlan, you know, he's a super old-school broadcaster, and he's great, okay?
Yeah.
But for him to step out of his normal role and go, this is never going to happen again in my broadcasting career... You know what I mean?
I thought it was great. Yeah, totally. He could have just said, oh, there's a cat on the field. We're suspending play.
Yeah.
But instead, he just went along with it and did the play-by-play, and it was great.
I want to say 5 or 6 years ago, a streaker ran out, and he did the same thing. I think he did the play-by-play of the security running out and tackling him. I could be wrong in that, but I think that was him. But great job last night. And if you had the cat starting in fantasy, you got it. You got a touchdown at least out of it, and it sounds like 50 or 60 yards.
Solid pick.
Yeah, pretty good. I don't know what you get for jumping into the stands, but you should win for that. It's 99.5 QIK. Thomas Rhett is on.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
It is back, the Popeyes chicken sandwich. And this thing, by the way, I'm telling you, I don't know how good this sandwich is. I haven't had it, but I'm going to have it now. Because
if you can get it, isn't that the thing?
That's the whole thing.
The demand is so much larger than the supply.
99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. Let me tell you what happened yesterday in Maryland. This is awful. A man lost his life because of a fight over this sandwich. The lines for these things, people are getting absolutely crazy over this.
Over a chicken sandwich?
Yeah. On Sunday, thousands and thousands of people nationwide stayed outside and waited to buy this. And by the way, you know, I know that it's beautiful here. It's, you know, in the 80s, sunny today, everything.
Yeah.
Most of the nation is freezing cold right now. There's all kinds of storms. They showed people sitting out in sleet, snow, freezing rain, waiting for this sandwich. How good could it be?
I don't know. Not worth being in the cold for, and certainly not worth dying over.
That's very true, 100%. I want your text if you've had this, 800-992-1099, and just give me a scale of 1 to 10 of how good this is. I got to know. I don't know that I would... Is there anything you would stay out to buy, like from a fast food restaurant? Is there anything that you would stand in the snow for and fight people for? This sounds like back in the days of hunters and gatherers. Like, you were fighting for your food.
This reminds me of those Black Friday videos.
Oh,
where it's
yeah.
Like every man for himself. Everyone wants the Tickle Me Elmo.
Remember back in the day, too, it used to be a 30-inch TV? That's what people were fighting each other for? And then you look back and go, 30-inch TV? That's what you're fighting for?
Yeah, remember? And it was like $1,000.
Yeah, it was. 30. We wouldn't do that now.
No.
If you're fighting someone, it's got to be at least 60 inches these days, isn't it?
At least.
And 4K.
And 4K.
And 4K. Yeah, we all agree on that.
Coming up in 15 minutes with Mark and Melanie.
Gonna play the new song from Eric Church. It's called Monsters.
Cause I'm running at the monsters. I ain't the walls beneath the bed.
hear what happens when a kid calls 911 for a Happy Meal.
911 emergency.
Hi.
99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Hey, we've all been there. We're a kid. We're hungry. We'll do whatever we can do to get ourselves a McDonald's Happy Meal. We've all been there. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Well, this five-year-old in Mesa, Arizona called 911 for his Happy Meal. Listen to this.
911 emergency.
Hi, is this McDonald's?
McDonald's? No, this is the Mesa Police Department. Do you have an emergency?
Can I get one with Happy Meal?
A Happy Meal? Hello, are you there?
We were completely surprised and a little embarrassed.
He was asking me if I was McDonald's and if he can get a Happy Meal.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
We'll probably still have an officer head out there for a welfare check.
You don't need to send anybody. Oh my goodness.
I felt like it's a good time to bring him a Happy Meal, but at the same time, educate him.
That was the police officer who got the call. And he did swing by McDonald's and get a Happy Meal. And he just thought that the interview continued, but he just thought that, hey, this is a good teachable moment, but let me go ahead and bring him the Happy Meal. And it was a great thing, and I think it's hilarious. But he got his Happy Meal, he got his toy, and he also got a little bit of a coaching. It was a coachable moment, a teachable moment from the Mesa Police Department.
Oh, my gosh. I just love that he went through the drive-thru and got him a Happy Meal. That is so adorable.
He only got in trouble because he was five, right? He didn't get in trouble because he was five. Like, what if it was me?
Well, yeah.
I'm in trouble, right?
Can't you get arrested for improper use of 911?
No, I hope so.
Yeah, with you, it's a crime, but with him, it's adorable.
This actually happened this morning, which was crazy that we're doing this story. I guess I was trying to make a phone call out of this line. You have to hit 9 and then one.
Yeah, this did happen this morning.
Yeah, you didn't remember?
I forgot.
Yeah, and Kevin calls. He goes, I think you accidentally hit 911. I said, what are you talking about? But then you have to hit 9 and 1 to dial out for a long-distance number, and I must have hit 1 twice. The phone ran back again. Kevin's like, that's the police. They said they're on the way. I'm like, what's going on? He said, I think you hit 911, maybe. And what did they tell you, Kevin?
They just said, did this number call 911? I said, it was an accident. She goes, okay, we will cancel the call. And I went, okay, they've sent somebody out.
Yeah.
It was a total accident, but they called back, which is great to note, to make sure that everything's okay in this building.
What time was that?
That was 7:15-ish.
Okay, it's been over an hour. Where's my Happy Meal?
And where's the wellness check? How's everyone doing this morning?
Yeah, in case you're listening, I'm still hungry, okay? So in case you're wondering, there's problems over here.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Never hear about them because Florida gets the headlines, but yes, there are crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep.
All right, New York City.
New York City?
New York City! This is going around the internet. They have named this woman Kids Bop Karen. Karen didn't like it that an Uber cut her off in traffic in New York City yesterday. Mm-hmm. So she approached the members of the car. She put her head inside and started yelling at them. We have the audio.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this. This woman, again, the internet has named her Kids Bop Karen, and you will hear why in a second.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids, and she thinks she needs to take a video of it. Instead of apologizing like a saint.
So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a bitch is going to help?
Jeez.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
It's my fault. Yeah, I know.
You know what? That didn't upset me. But the
sorry.
Told me to calm down. What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
You're calling me sorry, but you're calling me a bitch.
So set
an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
And that right there is how she got the name Kids Bop Karen.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
As she puts her head in the window and insults everybody in the car, you heard them apologize for accidentally cutting her off in traffic, but that wasn't good enough. She had to start calling them names. The picture of her reaching her head in the car and doing this crazy where she, like, lifts up her lips and then she puts her tongue out at everybody is about one of the creepiest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's
she's
weird.
Awful sounding too.
Absolutely.
She's like, they can't hear me. She's talking really weird
because they're listening to what?
Kids Bop.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
You really? We weren't going to talk about that her voice was like...
You did that really well.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
I hear that and I just go, poor kids. Right? I just said, poor kids.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.